Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jeffrey Yu, currency strategist at UBS, joining us now from London. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
It looks like those who were just kind of watching the world go by for the last couple months in terms of very low volatility, time to get back to work.
Yeah, I think so. And, we are seeing, the volumes and trends, pick up in FX markets. Though it's interesting, clients are still, rather struggling to pin a specific driver. Some are saying risk aversion, and now, with the QE debate, heating up as well. Personally, I think that the risks of, Fed moving earlier than anticipated or moving in a way which is different to what is being anticipated right now, that could generate some volatility as well. In essence, things have based, and hopefully it's going to be the best few months up ahead in terms of transactions.
Well, I just sent out on the Bloomberg Radio Plus app, and everybody should get that from the Apple and Android stores, the VIX for currencies, and you can see a spike up today. A lot of risk this week, because not only do we have the ECB meeting Thursday, but the Bank of England meets, the Bank of Japan meets this week. We've got several others, including the Swedes and the Norwegians. The Australians today said lower for longer. And then you've got all the U.S. economic data that comes out this week, concluding with the jobs report on Friday. What are you advising your clients to do right now?
Actually, we're advising clients to, just hold fire somewhat on anticipating a big dose of QE from the ECB. We just think there's several conditions which haven't been met yet, and it just makes sense for Draghi to wait. Having said that, I do know that, central bankers, they tend to value, credibility as much as they can. So, now that he's, let the cat out of the bag, can't really, put it back in with sudden saying, oh, I was just making a flippant remark on inflation expectations. If anything, if you look at the ECB website, they actually said that the speech was updated to reflect comments on inflation made during delivery. So Draghi actually added the emphasis on a de-anchoring and inflation expectations, and he wouldn't have done this without a specific purpose. I think on Thursday he'll do enough to keep a lid on the euro, but is it going to make us trade below 130 next week? I don't think so.
Well, is the risk that he doesn't say, the real risk to volatility one way or the other for the euro, that he doesn't say anything?
Yes, that's correct. And, we have put on a few trades to that extent. We actually recommended going long Euro-Swiss via an options structure last week. And the combination of geopolitical risk and the prospect of QE is leading to clients to ask whether they should go back into currencies like the Swiss franc, like the Swedish krona, for example. I'm also very interested in what the Riksbank says about the prospect of massive inflows coming through again, because we actually tend to have a vicious cycle of a competitive devaluation, and we were already having some signs of that. So, we'll wonder what the next step is, but it's going to generate more volatility for sure.
Jeffrey, you with us with UBS, and I'll editorialize and say without question, the best late-night mail that we get out of Singapore and out of London as well. Good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by Cohn Resnick, accounting tax advisory to keep your business on top of issues in the evolving renewable energy market. It takes dedicated industry experts like Cohn Resnick. Find out more at CohnResnick.com. Jeffrey, when you and Mansour Muhyiddin speak of foreign exchange, is there a tip point on euro? Is 130 down to a 129 handle? Is that a big deal?
I think psychologically it would be a big deal, for markets, especially after all the problems we've had with the sovereign debt crisis, and when the forecasts were being lowered from 110 to 1. So now we are getting back to those levels, but the driver is going to be completely different this time around. I think if we do break through 130, a lot of the longer term names, they will start thinking, right, is this QE being priced in full on? If so, what are the hedges against that? These are the conversations we're having.
We had a wonderful conversation, Mike McKee, while you were away on your four-week vacation, using all my vacation days, with Paul Donovan of UBS. Jeff, I know there's a good amount of argument within UBS. Is Europe in recession?
Europe, you know, right now, if you look at the numbers, not in recession, but pockets of Eurozone, I mean, they've been in recession for a few years now. If you look at the amount of austerity that has been imposed and internal devaluation, then, of course, you know, it would be recessionary, you know, because there's actually no other way to get out of the debt spiral, the debt issues that they were in, and they had to regain competitiveness via internal devaluation. But the problem right now is, you know, what are the sources of growth coming from? Like, even if they do QE, as we've seen in Japan, right, QE on and off, and now even with QQE, is it really generating the growth, especially with the demographic issues in play in the Eurozone? Not to the same extent as in Japan, but, you know, these are factors which are in play right now.
We just have a minute left. Let me ask you about Japan, because Haruhiko Kuroda was in Jackson Hole, and he also said that if, you know, they run into stumbling blocks, they will change their policy. What's the risk from the Bank of Japan this week?
I think for this week, I think Japan's going to stand pat, but the risks of further QQE towards the end of the year are seriously underpriced right now. Dollar yen higher, 107.3 months, that's our most aggressive view.
Jeffrey Yu, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it with UBS. And again, for those of you of Global Wall Street, I can't say enough about Mr. Yu's ability to attack the space at about 2 a.m. with a brilliant note.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.